it's hard to say goodbye to a job you love.
This is a position that I had no idea what I was getting into, but I have, like I said, absolutely zero regrets because I've learned so much. This has been like the best job I've ever had.
But Peter Yvonne has a big family of 5 young kids and a wife, and both of them work.
This job takes just a little bit more than I can kind of handle right now.
The executive director role at ONC is a high-profile one, and Yvonne is used to fielding calls at all hours of the week and attending many late-night meetings after work with the ONC board. He says while he values that experience, he's missed cheering for his kids at a cross-country meet or basketball tournament. So he's returning to his old employer, the Association of Village Council Presidents, Regional Housing Authority, which is a separate organization from the tribal consortium AVCP. Yvonne says they offered more time with his family and a chance for him to take on a challenge that he knows very well, a lack of housing in the region.
I grew up in a HUD home. My father was one of the home buyers of the year previously, and so it is pretty important to me to basically make sure that I can do what I can.
Yvonne grew up in Akiachuk, but has since moved to Bethel. He took over ONC in June of 2018, right when the tribe was becoming more public in its opposition to the Donlin Gold Mine. During his first week on the job, ONC put on the first public march against the proposed mine. ONC's board told Yvonne that protesting the Donlin Gold Mine was a priority, but that wasn't his only focus as executive director.
There's been quite a few changes. We have developed several different departments. We've acquired several grants that will basically carry through for ONC that I'm hoping that will continue.
Those grants include expanding its senior services, partnering with the Tundra Women's Coalition on Domestic Violence, and increasing suicide awareness. ONC will also relocate to a new space at the Bethel Native Corporation Complex and finally see the fruition of a partnership with Bethel Department of Police.
We have actually drafted a joint cooperative agreement with the city.
ONC got funding to hire tribal police officers in Bethel that would help local law enforcement. The tribe plans to discuss this draft agreement with the city at a special meeting at the end of February. Yvonne says he hopes that the projects that began under him will blossom, and he hasn't ruled out coming back once his kids are grown.
In my mind, hopefully, that I'm leaving this place in a better position than I found it.
Yvonne leaves his post at the end of the month. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.